even though the entire book is called the Book of the Exodus, Sefer Geula is the way the rabbis spoke of it, the Exodus doesn't take place until this week. In Parshat Bo, the Jews leave Egypt. But before they leave Egypt, they do something which I think contains an incredible message. And it's a message which is worthwhile internalizing. We know from the Passover Seder, and we go over this every single year, we point or we pick up the matzah, we look at the matzah, we speak about the matzah. And we say the matzah that we eat, in the beginning of the Seder we talk about it as poor man's bread, lechem oni. And later on during the Seder, we listen to the instructions of Rabban Gamliel, who said that at least three things need to be mentioned. We talk about Egypt all night. We talk about leaving Egypt all night. We talk about all the things that God did for us. But at least three points need to be mentioned. The Passover itself, the Korban Pesach, matzah and maror. Now what's interesting is when it speaks about the matzah, we say we eat the matzah, as it says in the text, because when we left so quickly, it didn't have time for the bread to rise. Which means in a certain sense, matzah is fast food. It's fast food because it can be prepared very quickly. You mix the flour and the water, and before it can rise, it's baked and we eat it. So we left Egypt so quickly, there was no time for the bread to rise. And that's the message, that the redemption happened so quickly, suddenly, we're free. But there's something else which is interesting about the matzah. 2 weeks before we left, the beginning of chapter 12, God speaks to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, and he tells them about what really could be the first mitzvah. In the very first Rashi in the Torah, all the way back in Bereshit, he says the Torah should have began at that point, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, anointing the months, to begin to count time. This is so crucial for a slave who perhaps doesn't feel that he owns his own time. Time is just this mixture of days and weeks and months that have passed. And with no hope towards the future, time becomes almost meaningless. We're given a present and we're told to start counting the months, to declare a new month. A new month means there's new hope. And then we're told that on the 10th of that month, we're to take an animal, and that animal is going to be the Korban Pesach, the Pesach offering. And then we're told that when we eat it at night, Pesach Eve, the Seder night, we're supposed to eat it together with matzah and maror. Now this seems really quite unexceptional, because every year that's what we do. Those are the three things of Rabban Gamliel. We eat the Korban Pesach. Well, when we had a Beit HaMikdash, we did. We would eat the Korban Pesach. We would eat together with the matzah and with the maror, with the bitter herbs. So over here we're told to do that the first time. But what's strange is that that year they celebrated Pesach the night before they left. So why were they eating matzah before they left? And it seems to me that they ate matzah that night for the very same reason that we eat it today. We eat it to remember the redemption that took place. They ate it to anticipate the redemption that would come so quickly, so suddenly. Soon they'll be free. Which means what God did is he told them to celebrate the Exodus before they physically left. Sit down with your families, talk about the slavery that once happened, talk about the past, and that's really important, because now the slave, who's not yet free, speaks about the Passover servitude as if it were the past, and they anticipate the morning, and they believe that they're going to leave so quickly that they're not going to have the time for the bread to rise. Which means what God did for the Jews at that point by giving this commandment is he gave them what really was, in essence, the secret of redemption. Because the secret of redemption is not merely or only or exclusively physically or geographically leaving a place of servitude. To really be free, you need to be free in your mind as well. You need to believe that you're free. Which means there are people who are no longer slaves, who are still tormented by the slavery of the past. And yet you can have somebody who is yet still a slave and believes completely in the redemption that will take place the next day. The Jews in Egypt celebrate being free. They celebrated their liberation. And as they tasted the matzah, they tasted it the same way that we do. And they tasted and they said, we're going to leave so quickly, we're not going to have time for the bread to rise. And they took a bite of it, and they literally tasted the redemption.